Welcome to High School Sports Scoreboard, brought to you by Walkersville Bowling,
Kelco Plumbing,
and Thurmont Country Kitchen. And now, High School Sports Scoreboard.
Cool Oldies 1450 High School Sports Scoreboard. This is Tyler Wilhelm, and today we're going to start by talking about Tuesday's shocking upset at Linganore. The Lady Lancers fell to the Westminster Owls by a score of 47-46. That took away all of their chances of having a perfect season, and Linganore's Meg Hunnell summed it up best by saying it was a perfect wake-up call. And sticking with women's basketball, or girls basketball, excuse me, we have another upset in the county. Middletown defeated Oakdale by a score of 52-45. Riley Nelson led all of the Knights with 15 points. And Kaylee Franklin added another 9 as the Knights improved to 6-7. Oakdale fell to 8-4. They were led by Sky Bayless, who scored 13 points. And sticking with girls basketball, Walkersville steamrolled past TJ by a score of 56-19. Mia Oag led Walkersville with 13 points, and Dakota Bright Brubaker led TJ with 6. And now moving on to boys, we have Oakdale pulling off an upset against Middletown by a score of 47-45. The defending state champs at the 3A level have had a bit of a tough stretch. It's been a bit of a tough year for them, and I get it. It's hard to defend your title. Title defenses are very hard in all sports, especially sports like basketball and football and, you know, all the other team sports. Evan Austin led the Bears with 12 points, and Dominic Nichols grabbed 12 rebounds, and Middletown's leading scorer was Andrew Lazinski. He scored 16. And now to the game that we covered on Tuesday night, Walkersville, TJ. Walkersville defeated TJ by a score of 55-43, but I have to be honest with you, it really wasn't all that close. TJ had no room in the paint. They couldn't get any good shots off, and all the shots they could get off just weren't falling. They did not have the same shooting success that they had on Friday night in a bit of a, you know, close loss to Urbana, but they played really, really well, and they played really, really hard. They just weren't making those shots on Tuesday night, and they fell to 55. They fell 55-43, and they fell to 6-6, where the Lions improved to 10-2, and they were led by Shaden Hansen's 16 points. And now we're looking at the county standings. Frederick has a bit of a commanding lead in the Spires division. They are 13-0, followed by Urbana, who we just talked about. They are 9-3, followed by Linganore, who are 7-5. And now to the Gambrel division, Walkersville, big surprise. They are 10-2, and they have a bit of a commanding lead. Right behind them, we have Middletown, who is 8-5, and right behind Middletown, we have Williamsport, who is also 8-5. And now to the girls' side, Linganore, yes, they lost, but they still have a commanding lead in the Spires division. They're 12-1, and Oakdale follows them at an 8-4 record, followed by Urbana at 7-4. And to the Gambrel division, we have another undefeated team. Unfortunately, this is not a Frederick County team. This is a Washington County team, Williamsport. They are 12-0, followed by the Walkersville Lady Lions, who are 8-4, followed by the Catoctin Lady Cougars, who are 9-3. And speaking of the Catoctin Lady Cougars, tomorrow night, yes, this episode was pre-recorded Thursday, the Catoctin Lady Cougars will be taking on the Middletown Knights at Catoctin High School live on Cool Oldies 1450 THU. Michael Betteridge will be doing the play-by-play. I, Tyler Wilhelm, will be doing the color commentating, and Hollis Zimmerman will be providing the camera. And that game's going to be a bit of a tough game for Middletown, as they are going to be without star player Riley Nelson, who suffered an ankle injury. Riley Nelson is their best player. She's their leading scorer anyway. So that's going to be a bit of a tough hill to climb, playing against this Catoctin team, who's 9-3. Now, this Catoctin team has had its issues this year. They have had issues shooting the ball, especially from deep. They're going to have to fix those issues, but I have plenty of faith that Amy Entwistle can pull this off. She's been there for a long time. She's won a state championship. She just went to another last year, and they fell just short of a second one. But I think the Cougars will be able to figure this out by the time the state tournament starts. And once again, that game will be live here on Cool Oldies 1450 at 7 p.m. And some other games around the county, we have TJ taking on Oakdale. Both TJ and Oakdale, bit of a struggle for both of them on the boys' side. Bit of a struggle for both of them. Both of them were really good last year. Obviously, Oakdale, they're the defending champs. And TJ had a fair, relatively great season last year. Both of them are struggling so far this year. Oakdale is 7-6, and TJ is at 500. They're 6-6. They take on each other. And Tuscarora takes on Frederick. Tuscarora, another one of those teams, having a bit of a tough year. Last year, they had a pretty good season. They hosted a playoff game against Oakdale, and that game was a bit of an emotional roller coaster. They fell behind pretty early in that game, and they had to rally late to tie the game. And I believe they maybe even took the lead. I can't exactly remember. But I do remember Oakdale won the game in the final seconds, and obviously that's a heartbreaking loss to anybody. And obviously, you know, Tuscarora, that's tough to bounce back from. That's tough to recover from. And, you know, it's the results are showing this year. This year they're not doing as well. They're 4-9. They're just looking to, you know, to gain some momentum. They're just looking to, you know, find some confidence as they also fell on Tuesday night to Manchester Valley by a score of 54-46. I think they're just looking for a win to get some confidence boosted. And the Walkersville boys team will be taking on River Hill tomorrow. Walkersville, they are 10-2, and it looks like River Hill, the record that I'm seeing, they are 5-4. So hopefully the Lions can pull off another good win. And the Linganore Lady Lancers have the perfect opportunity to bounce back from that heartbreaking loss on Tuesday night as they take on the North Hagerstown Hubs. And with that, that is it from our high school sports scoreboard broadcast. My name is Tyler Wilhelm, telling all of you that I will talk to you next week.
You've been listening to High School Sports Scoreboard right on Cool Oldies 1450 THU. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be back every Saturday at 11:30 a.m. for High School Sports Scoreboard.